I should point out that the part of the gray matter that controls the sense, the visceral sensory and the visceral motor are often called the lateral gray horns. And these are going to be a little bit closer towards the center, and lateral, which of course you know is to the side. So these are going to control the visceral portions. I sort of lumped the somatic and the visceral together when I was talking about the posterior gray horn and the anterior gray horn. The tips of the horns are going to be, the most posterior tips and the most anterior tips are going to be involved with somatic neurons, either somatic sensory or somatic motor neurons. And those tend to be ones that we're more conscious of or offering actual conscious commands. The lateral are going to be closer to the center, and they are going to handle more of the visceral sensory and visceral motor as well. So when you think about these areas, think about what would happen, for example, if a person had a tumor in their anterior gray lobe, or their anterior gray horn. If they had a tumor right there, it would of course affect their somatic motor function, and so they might, for example, be paralyzed or something like that. Whereas if they had a tumor in the posterior gray horn, it would more likely affect their sense of either touch or whatever sense that was bringing in, whether it was touch or proprioception or heat or cold or pain or those kinds of things. I want to point out also that if we look on either side of the central canal, there's what's called a gray commissure. This is an area of gray matter on both sides of the central canal, and it kind of crosses over from the left to the right. And this contains neurons that cross from one side of the cord to the other. And when we talk about the reflexes soon, we'll be able to see how that becomes very important.